You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Don is here, and I am here.
Yes.
Hello. ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise and...
Come get some!
Yeah!
Michelle in stereo. Don at the Ranger game with a win.
Hello.
Rangers get 100 points. They can clinch. They would be in.
They have a win, and they're in.
Win, and they're in. And Peter's going to be in attendance. No chicken fingers, though. That's kind of sad.
I think Anthony Busick's got to get in there somehow.
I was there on Saturday. You waved to me. It was very nice.
Where were you?
It was pretty.
I was sitting on the lower bowl.
Yeah, right behind the goal.
Anthony does not go to the suite.
No, I don't. No,
he does not think he's worthy.
Nope,
and he doesn't want the problems.
Nope, correct.
How do I say this, Peter? Affectionately,
you don't like
the thing.
Oh
no, you're antisocial.
Oh,
yeah, I love you.
Is that magic in the background? I like that.
No, because I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Go ahead and tell the truth.
He told me on Friday that he was going to the game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So like a gentleman, like people do, say, oh, well, let me know where you're going to be sitting. I'll come by, say hello. Nothing.
It was far away. I didn't want to bother you. You have a lot of things going on.
Doesn't stop other people.
Well, I think of you. I thought that was a nice thing to
think. No, but I asked you. You didn't say, hey, you didn't initiate. That's asked, where are you sitting? Right, Peter? So how are you bothering me, giving me information that I'm asking for?
That's fair.
Nothing. So then we find out where he is sitting, thanks to the great Ray Santiago.
He's running up and down during intermissions.
And we wave. And I'm like, you know what? But I love him. He's a tremendous producer. He's a hidden on-air talent.
Oh, wow.
He does a great job with me on Game Misconduct, which you
really
can hear
does.
Tomorrow. We got a fresh episode we're going to launch on tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
I can't
you're
wait
antisocial.
For it.
You're antisocial.
Yeah. No, I think you're... Don, I think it has to be something. There's at a certain point, if someone never shows up to anything out, you have to imagine there's something. And then... avoids assiduously, like, quote unquote, bothering anybody at any other time. He's anti. No, you're right. You did it. You
well,
figured it out.
What have I been invited to that I haven't gone to?
Well, we've tried to get you to come to our live shows. Now, we understand. We understand that there's a bodies issue and we don't have a lot of people at the station. That being said, it's been expressed now among everybody, between us and even management, we'd like Anthony to go sometime.
I was denied the last one.
Maybe you tried once, but why can't we have a real... Why don't you look deep within yourself and give us a real answer? We're not going to... By the way, if you just say, I hate people, I feel socially awkward, I don't like hobnobbing with strangers, you could say, I don't like small talk, I don't think it... There's so many answers, but Don's right. There's got to be something going on here.
I don't think there is.
All right, well...
We
need the
girlfriend.
And he's not owning it.
No, we got to ask the girlfriend. Maybe she can give us an indication.
If he wasn't so antisocial, we'd actually meet her.
We would have met her. Oh, Michael only ran into her once on the street. Otherwise, we would have seen her some.
That's a good
anyways,
point.
Go ahead, please.
Very good point by you. Brandy brought this up actually in her last traffic report. I figured it's worth mentioning. Prayers go out to the family of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed in line of duty yesterday during a traffic stop. He's married. He has a little girl, a little child. I don't know if it's a girl. Just a very sad. Story out of New York, so prayers to the NYPD and his family. And with that, we will start ENN, and I will say good evening to Don. You're saying Thursday is going to be Saturday at Jace, right?
Yeah,
Don?
Yeah. Why did you start saying Saturday over and over again?
Because I'm stupid.
Thank Good you. Evening to Don
Thank
again.
You for doing no, Don, he loves me. Now, do I love her more? I would, man.
Wow.
See?
It's an accusation. I've started Drop Madness 2025. We have a document. We have a bunch of flubs already. We have a couple of drops in the nether region, a couple of drops in the funny and the troubling. So we're already ready to go. You still have about 10 minutes to go vote.
Go and vote for Christ, for God's sake. I don't want to say Christ again. I don't want to offend it, but can you go vote?
On today's matchups, a couple close ones.
God's sakes.
Let's go take a look here in the flub region. The four seed is holding on.
I love Hootie and the Blocious. Forget it.
52.2 to 47.8.
It's the evening nightly lose. Evening nightly lose. I can't speak.
Wait, what's the score then? I think my drop should win just because I punted quicker.
52.2 to 47.8. Very, very close.
I think Michael's is funnier, Don. I think it's somehow Michael's is even worse than yours. I mean, you shouldn't be. You should be proud because it means yours is slightly less awful.
The other close one that you mentioned before, Peter, in the troubling region,
where I'm on meth and my mom's a prostitute,
is 54.5 ahead of 45.5, the 13 seed.
That's the problem. I'm a miserable human being, and I never please myself.
Never?
Well, that's you should. It's fun.
Which is also a very, very good drop. Very,
and also very a salient point.
Speaking of not wanting to offend anybody, Peter mentioned it. Sauce Gardner has tweeted. And it's kind of what we expected and what Peter kind of mentioned in the beginning of the show. I love all people. While my intentions were positive, I just learned that people use those exact words I shared for hate towards Jewish people. That is not what I am about, and I appreciate those who took the time to educate me on that fact. And as Peter's pointed out, even to the gentleman who thought that he was trying to stir up something, Peter never killed Sauce for it, just that he may have not known what he was saying, or that he was saying he'd said something that ended up getting the Jets in the news, which is something that tends to happen a lot.
That was the point.
And good for Sauce for clearing it up, because I don't think he meant it in any way. And he clearly did not know that that was harmful, what he said. Or what
I respected his honesty. I respected his honesty. He took the L.
Right.
He said he
because
he got
there
it
is
wrong.
A lot. And when I say ignorance, I mean like just on the subject. Like a lot of people just are ill-informed, and he spoke out of school, and he feels bad, and he learned from it. It's a life lesson. I mean, he's a young kid. He's going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. There's always a certain level of ignorance on certain subjects, and that's how you get educated. But what I don't understand, to Peter's point earlier in the show about the Jets tightening it up, and I'm not saying this because out of bitterness of not getting guests. You know how I feel about guests. I don't care if we ever talk to another person again.
Interesting.
Is that, you know, you'll call up and ask for Sauce, and the Jets would have no problem saying no to us or no to the fan or whatever. But you let these guys go on these long-form podcasts where it's like extemporaneous speak, where you can make an easy mistake. Like, right? Usually organizations are buttoned up on how to answer all questions. We feel like these guys are coached so they don't get themselves in trouble. So why, as much as you want to let these guys have the freedom to do what they want, at the same time, don't you need to coach these guys up? When you go on these long-form shows where you can just be talking off the top of your head, educate yourself on certain subjects. Don't say anything dumb, because this is probably you're less likely to say something like that on a formatted radio show than on a podcast that has no breaks talking about everything under the sun for any length of time. Right, Peter? So you coach them up when they come on with us.
Nobody coaches me up.
Why don't they coach them up when they go on places where they can actually get themselves in trouble, where there are topics that are in areas that they're not as educated on?
And that's the thing. They never want to talk on sports places because it's boring. They want to go to the cool clout places so they can get props and sit around and have the kids view them. And I get it. He is a kid. But guess what? A lot of y'all are – I can't be honest. A lot of you guys are too – I don't want to use the word dumb, because I don't mean it in a way like that you're dumb human beings. You're too young. You're too uninformed on too many subjects. Athletes are 21, 22 years old. And guess what? They've been athletes their whole lives. I mean, they haven't necessarily focused on a ton of world issues to be sitting there waxing poetic on a loose, open microphone.
Exactly.
Like, go to a place where you can chat about football. That doesn't mean that as the years go on, by no means is this a shut up and dribble. Not at all. But take your time and get to a place where you're comfortable just vamping and talking to someone. And then he's sitting there with another kid who's an idiot. Aiden Ross doesn't... he's talking about. I saw him respond, bro, I'm Jewish. You did and said nothing wrong. You said Jews run the world in a good way, which is true. I said you were fine, so I'm going to defend you. Don't give in. F these fake woke people. Hey, Aiden, I know you're very successful and probably richer than me already at 19 or whatever you are. Shut up, dude. You do not get... You could speak on a lot of things, I'm sure. Speaking on behalf of Jewish people, that it's okay to casually throw out the trope of Jews run the world? No, no, no. That's a problematic trope, bro. Again, I'll say it again. I don't think Sauce meant anything by it. But there's a reason people picked up the phone and called him and explained to him. And kudos to Sauce for hearing them and getting it and going, I see. I see how that's not a good trope to have out there. But Aiden, shut up. Continue.
I believe there's a report out there that he signed a 3-year, $200 million deal with Kick. So, yeah, Aiden Ross makes a good amount of money. Even if that report isn't true, I think he still probably gets paid pretty well by Kick.
Well, and the thing is, and as a result, these kids all make so much money doing live streaming where there's no boundaries whatsoever that just know this is the future of what we're looking at in terms of how people get information. And I know everyone is psyched on to, like, get rid of the old guard in media. We don't need the barriers. We don't need the Disneys and the Time Warners and all these companies. Let's just get it straight from the source. The sources are 20-year-old idiots. Like, with all due respect, some of them are nice idiots. Some of them are less nice idiots, but they're idiots. Because you know what 20-year-olds are? Generally speaking, idiots. I mean, I'm not you, Don. You will occasionally stumble on the thoughtful, really thought-provoking, like I'm pursuing knowledge 20-year-old. But for the most part, the kind of 20-year-old that spends all their time sitting in front of a camera streaming, most of them aren't exactly reinventing philosophy right. As we know it.
And I could be wrong, but I would assume. The rules are the same for us as it is for him. You just can't get Sauce on. I would think you got to go through the Jets, and the Jets have to approve Sauce going on the show, right? Just like we would have to. We just can't call Sauce, have him on. We got to call the Jets. I mean, that's the protocol. If they serve the same protocol, then I would ask the Jets, why are you so willing to allow him to go on to those types of shows without coaching him up? Unless you're just like, well, Sauce wants it, so we're going to give Sauce whatever he wants because he's a star player and we want him to like us. So when he doesn't come on with us, and again, this is not coming from a place of caring whether he came on or not, is that usually, I guess, when the team says no, it's because the player doesn't want to come on. And they say yes because the player wants to come on. And Sauce wants to go on those types of shows instead of the boring old sports shows where 50-year-old men ask him stupid football questions. So why would the Jets allow him to go on a show where he can get himself in trouble without making sure? You know, the full disclosure, when these guys come on with us, PR is on the phone listening to make sure they don't say anything out of school. But to let them go on some long-form thing talking about politics, talking about all the things where they can get himself in trouble. Like, that just seems weird to me. Is it just because, well, we're trying to get more kids to buy our jerseys, or we just want Sauce to be comfortable, let him do whatever he wants? I would think if you coach him up to go on a show that's going to keep it to sports and not get him in any trouble, why wouldn't you coach him up on a show that actually could possibly get him in trouble?
It's a fair question.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Guys, Howard Stern mentioned us again.
Hey now.
You guys remember the Michael Private Parts story?
Excuse me?
Which could be an excellent, excellent drop.
Right.
I have to give a shout out to Julia over at the Stern Show at XM. Every time that anybody says, hey, the Stern Show mentioned you, I asked her if she has the clip of it, and she always manages to find it for me. So I greatly appreciate that. So this is...
Well,
so
especially because it's a long show.
It's a long show. So here is Stern talking about Michael's story from, I guess, a week ago at this point. Let's hear.
Yes. Sports radio host Michael Kay revealed on his show recently that he had an embarrassing moment while he was watching the movie Private Parts at home.
Really? What could be this embarrassing?
I like this.
I'm sitting there alone, right?
Oh, boy.
So we get to the part where he's in D.C.
Yeah.
And there's a woman.
In the bathtub?
No, not that part. A woman who takes her clothes off and sits on a speaker, and he brings her to
enjoyment.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And she's completely nude.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she's screaming at the top of her lungs.
Oh, boy.
And at this point, in the middle, I'm sitting here in the living room alone.
Oh, my God. I know where this is going.
Our 19-year-old au pair walks in.
Oh, interesting. This is actually maybe worse than your kids walked in.
Yeah, right?
Well, I would have heard the kids come down the steps.
Oh, but she walked in from outside.
She walked in from outside, and she just came in to say goodnight, and I'm fumbling with the...
You should have just let it ride. You fumbling with the remote makes it look worse.
No, because I'm fumbling with the remote, and then I finally hit pause, and it's pause of the woman completely naked.
He made it worse.
Poor au pair, she thinks this guy that I'm working for is like...
No. What'd you say?
I just acted like, I said, oh, good night. And then she turned and then she...
But she definitely saw.
I don't know, but I was mortified, and I don't get mortified often.
Oh, my God, that's rough, man.
So that's a great scene. I remember that woman, too. She used to do our show, and then we put her in the movie, and she is very naked in that scene. And, you know, in porn, if a dude is sitting there watching, and then the au pair walks in and sees nudity, and then she starts to disrobe and boom.
Right, right. They usually wind up having sex.
Yeah, but in the real
Didn't
life,
happen
the au pair,
to Michael Kay.
No, in the real life, the au pair sues you, you know. So that's a pretty good story.
That's awesome, man.
There we go.
We were on Stern. How about that?
Did have to listen to make sure that, you know,
This is when Michael would jump in spite of the fact that this has happened many times, and Howard definitely knows him, and would go, I just can't believe my idol played me on his show.
Does Michael sound like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
This story, it's the same thing as the Buck being friends with him.
Oh, no.
It's that Michael doesn't believe that he's a big deal. And I do, yeah. Don.
He's humble.
I do. You know why? Because I have to deal with people being excited that I know Michael Kay. That's how big a deal Michael is. People are, well, you know Michael Kay. And yet he doesn't. And yet he thinks it's surprising that Buck Showalter says, Don, guess what? I could argue Michael Kay is bigger than Buck Showalter. How about that?
Yeah, you could make that case in certain circles. Absolutely. Now, what's interesting about that story, Peter, unbeknownst to us, what happened in that week's Curb? So did his au pair have trauma the way Larry's maid did? Not similar, different circumstances that she walked in on, but, you know, kind of in the same ballpark.
We live in a simulation, don't we?
Although Michael's au pair wouldn't have that happen.
Who was it on this show that said Christmas Day NFL is going to be a thing?
Dan Grasso.
Well, along with the new league rules, there's also a report out there that the league will play 2 Christmas Day games. Guys, any idea what day Christmas falls on this year?
Oh, I know.
What is it, Don? Tell me. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Wednesday.
I love it.
But that's not going to stop the NFL. Matchups for the games will include teams that play on the previous Saturday to account for the recovery window, I should say, that have yet to be determined.
Why does Roger Goodell hate the NBA?
It's a good question.
Because this will pulverize their whole thing,
There's nothing he enjoys more than the pulverization.
Pulverization.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, the numbers were unbelievable. They're going to be unbelievable again. And they have to play on Saturday. So they have to play on the previous Saturday. And then the combination of those teams will end up playing on Christmas Day.
Right. So the Saturday-Wednesday is the same as a Thursday-Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's not that big of a deal. But wow, because the numbers are so astronomical. But like, Adam Silver's got to be red hot.
27.2 on Monday Night Football last year. Most of a Monday Night Football game since 1996.
Now, so let me ask you, Peter, because you're smart. So you're Adam Silver. Do you ride it out? But if the NFL is going to play every Christmas, do you have to, like, figure out another thing? Are you going to have to just try to figure out another day? Because what are you going to do?
I know they already NFL already owns Thanksgiving, right? You can't get in. You're not. You're
right.
Not
and now they're going to try to own Christmas the same as they own Thanksgiving.
And so they're trying to own Black Friday now.
Honestly, you just give up, and you just continue to do well on your regular weeknights that you do. You know, you can't beat them at this, man. They there's no Don. There's no
but. But it's not
their
about
arms
winning
are too
or
short
losing.
To box with God. You can't
but
do
that's
it.
But that's the thing. So you just don't
I like
bother.
That phrase.
Like no, because you want to have. But let's be honest. They're doing it the same way the NFL is. Is they're trying to get monster ratings on that day, thinking they can own that day. But they can't own that day anymore. So don't even bother. I mean, because you're gonna get pulverized. You're not gonna be able to exist unless you just did something where you made it like. Because what would the two games be, Anthony? Would it be a 3 and a 6:30?
Would they do that, or would they do... Because Monday Night Football, when did that Ravens game start? Was that like an 8 o'clock game? Or was it a 7? It was a 8? I think you
so
probably
So how many
do.
Games are going to be on Christmas Day?
They got two.
Right, so...
Three and eight?
Don't know.
4 and 8?
So does the NBA do like a noon game and then have like a 10:30 game for like after the football? Like, do you do that so you can... But you're not going to own the day. You're not going to get any kind of number.
Don't they have like 5? They go back
yeah, because
to back
they
to
figured
back.
They had the whole day and belly they made their belly. Thing, and then the NFL bigfooted them.
What can you do? What can you do? It's a juggernaut.
But doesn't it's really that they're showing off now.
How about this? By the way, you remember that Brazil game?
What's yes. Brazil? Oh yeah, yeah.
That's going to stream exclusively on Peacock. It's going to be a Friday. The Eagles are going to play a. Team to be determined, you know, when the schedule comes out. But that will be on Friday, September 6th, from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
So
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Sunday.
So it may be I'm hearing it may be the Packers, right? Gotta love the Packers in Brazil, Don. The green and yellow is a wonderful play.
Oh,
okay.
That's the only. And Ballard texted me excited about this. The only problem is, all due respect, I've never been to Sao Paulo. The only problem is that it's not in Rio.
Guys, I got breaking news. This is really? Just down the wire from ESPN.
Seriously or no?
Triple header on Super Tuesday. The NFL is going to have a game every single day this year. Isn't that unbelievable?
What? Wait, are you being serious?
No, I'm not. The fact that you thought it was, though.
I was like, wow.
It's the only day left.
He completely had me.
By the way, wouldn't it be amazing if the NFL decided to run against the general election? And they'd beat the election. They would beat the election if they ran against it.
The guy that usually is on the big board on NBC, where would he work? Would he work with the NFL?
Or Kornacki?
Would Kornacki have to work?
Kornacki, he'd be splitting it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
RFK Jr. would win because, like, nobody would vote.
All right, guys. We only have about 2.5 minutes, and we have a hard out. Let's get to Drop Madness, shall we?
Come on now.
It was a close matchup, but the 4 seed in the Flub region advances.
I love Hootie and the Blocious. Forget it.
52.1 to 47.9 over Michael's ENN Flub. The 12 seed.
He has weapons. LeGord.
61.7 to 38.3. A thrashing of Hopakong. Sorry to all the people in Hopakong. I have family out there, actually. In the funny region, the 4 seed advances.
Cut his fat ass!
Peter Shaking Ice didn't have a chance. 88.3 to 11.7. No. But again, another 12 seed upset.
How about some ENN? Bring us that.
How about shut your face?
75.3 to 24.7.
Okay.
By Peter's okay. The troubling region, the 4 seed.
Where I'm on meth and my mom's a prostitute.
55.7 to 44.3 over not pleasing himself, Michael. Finally, a 5 seed advances in the troubling region.
It's a slick white orb and it has to be rubbed up.
54.4 to 45.6. Don's thong took a strop, does not make it. Peter, it's a good day in the Rosenberg household.
Oh, my God.
The 4 seed, Natalie, advances 74.7 to 25.3 over our possibly stoned caller. And speaking of stoned.
Smoke weed every day.
Jeff Passan, 80.3 thrashing of Joe Buck, 19.7. That's going to do it for Drop Madness today, guys. We have a round of 32 tomorrow.
Beautiful.
And that's ENN. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days, Jeep Celebration Event, and Ram Truck Month.
You did a great job, Anthony.
Thank you.
How much time do we have on the clock?
We got a Zoftig 40 seconds to get to.
Oh, really?
40.
Awesome.
There's so much we could still break down to a fine
tweet
powder.
Tweet that! Print that!
We covered so much today, Don. We talked about the changes to the kickoff.
Yeah!
Yeah, we talked about Adante DiVincenzo. We didn't even talk about, I think tomorrow, sadly, Don, tomorrow, sadly, we'll probably have to get into a little bit more of what a potentially nightmarish start to the Yankee season we could be looking at.
Yes, I think
very interesting
that.
Back and forth with baseball references, projections, Pacoda's projections.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, how about that?
You have one projection to win the division, another one to win 70 games.
You dig?
It's not what you want.
See ya, everybody.
We'll get into that tomorrow. See you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.